New York's attorney general has sued 5 current and former telecommunications executives, saying they made millions of dollars through illegal dealings with the investment banking company Salomon Smith Barney. Elliot Spitzer filed a complaint yesterday saying Salomon gave the executives the chance to buy lucrative shares of stock in initial public offerings in exchange for steering their company's underwriting business to the firm. But the relationship was never disclosed to shareholders. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
In his complaint, the attorney general describes a culture of profiteering and mutual back-scratching among Salomon, its stock analysts, and the companies they dealt with. This way of doing business netted millions of dollars for everyone involved. The complaint names WorldCom's Bernard Ebbers and Quest's Joseph Nacio and Philip Anschutz, as well as officials of McLeod USA and Metromedia Fiber Network. It says they were given the chance to buy and sell lucrative shares of initial public offerings, and the profits they made from the transactions went into what were called their wealth management accounts. At the same time, Spitzer says the 5 men channeled hundreds of millions of dollars worth of their company's underwriting business back to Salomon.
The CEO was personally bought off by being given IPO allocations. To the extent that these IPO allocations were given at all, they should have gone to the company, not to the CEO.
Spitzer says Salomon also did something else to attract underwriting business. It pressured its research staff, and in particular its star analyst Jack Grubman, to be cheerleaders for companies whose business it sought. And as a result, Salomon analysts, who were supposed to provide objective information about companies for investors, almost never said anything bad about the telecommunications industry. An analyst who tried to downgrade Windstar was punished. Salomon also required analysts to work closely with investment bankers. They had to pass on the names of leads for banking business, and they got so-called helper's fees when they did so. The firm even devised a performance evaluation system in which analysts were rated over how much business they brought in. Spitzer says small investors never really knew that Salomon's analysts were so compromised.
The small shareholder who believed the analysis that was being disseminated bought a stock not knowing that that stock was not worth his or her money, and that stock went down. And never over the course of that decline did the analyst say, sell that stock.
The complaint says numerous people at Salomon objected to what was happening, and it quotes scathing emails from retail brokers complaining about the way investors were being taken in. They expressed considerable rage at Grubman himself, who made an average of $20 million a year. Brokers called him a disgrace who gave horrific, misguided recommendations and would get the firm in legal trouble. But Grubman himself seemed to feel under the gun. In one email, he says he wanted to downgrade some of the firm's clients months before, but got, quote, huge pushback from investment banking. Yesterday's complaint seeks a return of any money the executives got illegally. It doesn't name Grubman or Salomon itself, but Jacob Frankel, a former SEC attorney now in private practice, says more charges are possible down the road.
In baseball lingo, this is May, and the season runs till October. There are many, many more games to play, and there will be many more games that will be played.
In fact, Salomon's parent company, Citigroup, is now under investigation by the SEC, state regulators, and the stock exchanges over some of the issues raised in yesterday's complaint, and a settlement could come this week. In response to Spitzer's complaint, Citigroup said yesterday it was trying to address past practices and implement far-reaching reforms. As for the executives named, a spokesman for Anschutz called the complaint false and without merit, and Nacio said any suggestion that he had a special relationship with Salomon was totally false. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.